9 o'clock at Big Dog Country 98.9 FM. I'm coming up in just a bit. We'll get to our funeral announcements and also the auction block. But we're joined on the phone this morning by Julie Slyster with Lifehouse. Hi, Julie. How you doing?
Good, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good weather that we're having right now. You bet. So good to talk with you. Talk to me about the shelter right now as far as capacity is concerned. You're full, but half full. You want to explain that?
Yes. We are currently running our single men and our single female wings at 50% capacity. Our rooms typically hold 4 people per room, and to follow the guidelines from federal and state COVID-19 safety issues, we are running at 50%. So we only have 2 people per room.
Okay, very good. But as full as you can possibly be, right?
Yes, exactly. But we are excited to be working with the city of Fremont on a CDBG-CV grant.
Mm-hmm.
Those community block grants are addressing some of the needs brought to the surface because of COVID. And one of the needs would be a way to continue to serve all the people in Fremont and our surrounding area who are suffering from homelessness. And so we are looking at putting an addition at the shelter.
Oh, okay.
That would give us, right now we are using our on-site 1-bedroom apartment as an office for 2 staff. And we'd like to make that an apartment again. That would allow us to add somebody, a single male, a single female, or a small family. And also, we only have 1 bathroom on the men's wing that is for all 20 men to each share. Mm-hmm. And we need to look at adding another bathroom just so we can spread that out a little bit. That was at the recommendation of Three Rivers when they came in the early spring, which means we do have an office with plumbing right there, but that means we lose an office space. We also have an office on our men's wing that we would like to convert into a room. So during the pandemic and while the social distancing is, you know, in front of us, we'd be able to serve 2 more men in the shelter. And eventually, when things get back to our new normal, we'll be able to move that capacity up to 4 men in a room.
Julie, do you know, are you receiving those grants or have you applied for them or where are you in the process there?
We are in the process of applying for them.
Okay, very good. Well, that'd be nice if you could have them because you can do a little remodel and a little of addition there, wouldn't it?
Yes, we'll have some office space. Right now, we're really crowded. The shelter has grown over the last 25 years. And so it's time for us to add some room and be able to do that expansion. So while COVID is a pandemic that nobody would have liked to live through, it does give us the opportunity to apply for these funds and put them to the use for us and the community as a whole.
Very good. Where are you as far as needs are concerned? I know you usually have an opportunity to talk to us about how the community can help out. How can they do so?
Oh, if anybody would be interested in dropping off some tinfoil or oven cleaner, we are in need of both of those items for the kitchen. And then again, we always are asking for pillows and bath towels. But they seem to, you know, when somebody leaves shelter, they take their pillow with them if, you know, they don't have one. And it's the same with the bath towel. So we do have a problem keeping those in stock. So if you have gently used items that you'd be willing to donate, please drop them off at 723 North Broad Street.
Very good. Anything else this morning, Julie, or did we touch on it all?
Well, I would just say Thriftology. We're still working to move our store over to the corner bar.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody is interested in going inside and seeing the treasures that we have for sale, they should reach out. I'd love to go over and you can walk through. We have old, like, big, heavy cooler doors. We have a whole room full of, back when there was a community meat locker where you stored your frozen meat,
mm-hmm.
We have those bins downstairs. They have a ceramic front, and you pull out this metal drawer. They're kind of cool. We have a whole bunch of stuff. It's just, you know, if you like that kind of stuff, feel free to give us a call. Come in and take a look. We do have a kegerator. I believe that's still there.
Okay.
It's a 2-keg kegerator. So if you really enjoy your beer, give me a holler.
Sounds good. So very good. If folks want more information about anything, Julie, how do they contact you?
I'm going to tell you to give me a call at 402-721-3125 and just ask for Julie or Barb, and either one of us can get you down there and get you in that building and take a look.
Outstanding. Great stuff going on through Lifehouse here in Fremont. Julie Slyster joins us. Thanks, Julie. Thanks so much. Have yourself a great day and a good weekend.
Yes, you too, Rich. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Julie Slyster joining us here this morning on Lifehouse and the update that we have here every other Thursday. It's 8:53, 7 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. Break time. We'll come back with a funeral announcements in just a moment.
Been a long day. Pull into the lane as my